But you do. I mean, you do if you find the right person to talk to.
I mean, you do if you find the right person to talk to.
You ask about the right talk.
That's when you talk. You have to.
Now they ask. Now you talk. I'm trying to write and explain to you, understand, about I was married for two times.
This is the Greenville Cub Scouts, and you're listening to 90.7 FM WGSC. Accra, Catskill, and Hudson.
Very good.
Meow.
We recommend this station.
I'm Rob Saffer. I create and produce Overlooked, a show for underplayed and overlooked music of all kinds. I'm also a dedicated WGXC listener. I love the other music shows, the news, and the better weather is the best. Because I listen, I pledge. I'm a sustaining supporter. Because community radio matters now more than ever. Go to WGXC.org/donate and donate. Thank you.
Yeah, I feel like, you know, for me, thinking about why supporting WGXC matters, like, yeah, we're here to provide content that we hope you enjoy. I hope you come back for.
Yay!
But also, like, just getting in the studio sometimes and being able to make whatever it is we got to make, you know, and not being too concerned about it being perfect, but just being ourselves. I feel like that's therapeutic a lot of times on a Friday after a long week.
For less than 70 cents a day or $20 a month, you could become a WGXC monthly supporter.
Please donate to WGXE to keep Catskill Cabin Getaway and all the other fantastic shows going.
Sustaining support is charged monthly to your credit card or PayPal account at any level you choose. It's a tax-deductible charitable contribution and very easy to cancel at any time. So to make a recurring donation or to make a one-time gift, go to wgxc.org/donate, or you can call 518-697-7400. 518-697-7400.
Anyway, if you are listening, you appreciate having different voices on the air than you typically hear, having young people who have built the radio show literally from the content to the music to how we introduce everything about it, the sound engineering, the tech, every little bit of it is done by young people at the clubhouse.
WGXC has served Green and Columbia counties in New York for over 11 years, and I'm one of the programmers who started with the creation of the station in 2011. Keep community radio in the community.
Help WGXC meet its goal and keep local, national, and international news broadcasting in Green and Columbia counties. Thanks so much.
Now, from Survival comes an economical do-it-yourself fallout shelter.
Civil defense approved and easy to assemble. Takes just a weekend.
Get maximum protection from nuclear fallout for your family.
See a Survival shelter today.
WGXC is made possible in part by the generous ongoing support of Stephanie Medlock of LaPorte, Indiana. Sustaining supporters are among the station's most dedicated listeners. They care deeply about creative community radio, and their investment helps to sustain WGXC as a public platform for information, experimentation, and engagement in Green and Columbia counties. You too can become a WGXC sustaining supporter by investing in community radio every month. Go to wgxc.org and click donate. Thank you for your support.
From the WGXC Newsroom, this is the WGXC News Update. Ryan Whalen reports for Spectrum that officials with New York's Office of Cannabis Management said July 14th that recreational cannabis sales will begin sometime this year. Also on July 14th, the Cannabis Control Board approved regulations and an application process for conditional retailers with two primary eligibility points. Office of Cannabis Management Executive Director Chris Alexander said, and I quote, "The first is that they have been impacted by a marijuana-related conviction. That is, a conviction that occurred prior to the passage of the new cannabis law in New York. And the second is that they have experience owning and operating a small business," end quote. The office said it expects to initially approve 100 to 200 conditional cannabis retailers. New York legislators legalized cannabis in April 2021, with regulations needed in place before retail sales begin. Read more about this story at Spectrum. Andrea Mako is reporting at Porcupine Soup that it has been almost a year since the new Baltimore service area on the New York State Thruway shut down for renovations, and it will be almost a year before it reopens. Jonathan Doherty, Deputy Director of Media Relations and Communications for the New York State Thruway Authority, said on July 14th, and I quote, "Right now, New Baltimore is on schedule to open in the first quarter of next year. That is subject to change, and we will be announcing an opening date closer to that time frame," end quote. Fuel is for sale, but restaurants and restrooms are closed at the New Baltimore rest stop. The Capital Region Welcome Center, opened in 2018 across from the New York-Baltimore service area, still has food, local produce, and merchandise for sale. New Baltimore service area first opened on April 3, 1957, and was renovated in 1992. The service area will include an Apple Green Market store, Starbucks drive-thru, Shake Shack, and Panera Bread restaurant when it reopens in 2023. And you can read more about this story at Porcupine Soup. Mid-Hudson News reports the New York Environmental Conservation Commissioner Basil Sagos has issued a fire danger warning as dry conditions increase the risk of wildfires. Sagos said, and I quote, "The sunny summer weather is giving people ample opportunity to enjoy New York's outdoors, but it is also increasing the risk for fires. When building a campfire, please make sure to always keep an eye on it and pay attention to the wind. And when finished, make sure the fire is fully out and cold to the touch," end quote. Recently, the city of Kingston issued a drought alert, and the town of Williamstown, Massachusetts, issued a non-essential outdoor watering restriction. The watering of lawns, public parks, and recreational fields, gardens, flowers, and ornamental plants has been banned there until further notice. Right now, most of New York is at a moderate risk for fires, meaning that any outdoor fire can spread quickly, especially if the wind picks up. Citizens should take care with campfires or outdoor smoking. And you can read more about this story at Mid-Hudson News.
And that wraps up the WGXC News Update.
Local weather reports, public meetings, community information, or COVID-19 updates, visit our website at WGXC.org. From the WGXC Newsroom, I'm Philip Grant. Have a good day, a nice weekend, and remember, the WGXC Summer Pledge Drive has begun. You can help us keep WGXC viable online and over the FM airwaves by committing to sustaining support in the form of a monthly tax-deductible donation for as little as $10 a month. Visit our website at wgxc.org. And now here is your WGXC weather update. Your forecast for the weekend. Well, on Saturday, there will be patchy fog before 7 a.m. and a slight chance of showers and thunderstorms after 1 p.m. Otherwise, it will be partly sunny with a temperature high near 82 degrees. Saturday night, a slight chance of showers before 11 p.m. It will be mostly cloudy with a temperature low of around 61 degrees. And on Sunday, a chance of showers and thunderstorms after 11 a.m. It will be partly sunny with a temperature high near 83 degrees. And Sunday night, a chance of showers and thunderstorms, mainly after 2 a.m., it will be mostly cloudy with a temperature low of around 64 degrees. And that is your weather update from WGXC, 90.7 FM, radio for open ears in Greene and Columbia counties.
If you're listening on the weekend, be aware that Saturday, 10 a.m. to 2:30 p.m., the sandbar under the bridge will be exposed. It's going to be exposed longer than last week, and it will be deeper than last week, as the water will be rushing to a lower point. And because of that, the current conditions will be strong. 10:45 p.m. to 2:10 a.m. on Sunday, it will reappear, and it will be even deeper because the water will be even stronger. And then it reappears midday, 10:50 a.m. to 3 p.m. on Sunday, and the current will likewise be strong. Looking way up, we see Comet C-2017 K2 will be making its closest approach tonight, so break out those telescopes. Solar wind speed is currently 576.4 kilometers per second at 11.1 protons per milliliter. Radio propagation conditions are currently fair below 4 megahertz till dark, then fair across the board overnight. The 24-hour predicted KP index is 2, quiet. The current sunspot number is 133. And this has been The Better Weather, brought to you by the Catskill Makers Syndicate. Who would just like to remind you that even though most of the stations keeping it hush-hush, we are currently in a fund drive and asking for your assistance. Times are tough, but we know you are even tougher. So if you're able to help out, just head on over to WGXE.org, click on donate, and become one of our personal heroes. Thank you.
WGXC is made possible in part by the generous ongoing support of E-Team of Sunnyside, New York. WGXC's sustaining supporters are among the station's most dedicated listeners. They care deeply about creative community radio, and their investment helps to sustain WGXC as a public platform for information, experimentation, and engagement in Greene and Columbia counties. You too can become a sustaining supporter by going to wgxc.org/donate and designating an amount of your choosing. Thank you for your support.
Signal Hill, Newfoundland, Thursday morning, December the 12th, 1901.
Sono lieto di poter rievocare in poche parole le esperienze delle prime trasmissioni radiotelegrafiche a grandi distanze da me felicemente eseguite attraverso l'Oceano Atlantico il 12 dicembre 1901. Queste esperienze provarono conclusivamente che la trasmissione e la ricezione delle onde elettriche non erano affatto limitate, come a quel tempo credevano tutti gli scienziati alle brevi distanze, bensì potevano essere utilizzate per le comunicazioni fra il vecchio e il nuovo mondo.
Number 10, 10, 10, 10, 10, 10, 10. Fall right down. isolation. How much will you hold?
Don't lie. 2022 new music there from Ty Segall. The song is called Don't Lie. And you're listening to the radio, WGXC 90.7 FM, Acre, Catskill, Hudson, solar-powered community radio for open ears.
Number nine, number nine, number nine, number nine, number nine.
Nine.
Joe McPhee is a renowned saxophonist who resides in Poughkeepsie, and his Nation Time album, originally released in 1970 and reissued in the year 2000, is a jazz classic. Now in 2022, the band More Mother, on their album Jazz Codes, has a song called Joe McPhee Nation Time Intro.
Purple peaches, pumpkin pie, all y'all ready? Holla, scream, shout. It's Nation Time. It's Nation Time. It's Nation Time. For real.
Yo, cops and patrol cars, cops on the beat. We'll be standing on the corners. We'll be marching in the street. Helicopters overhead. Another brother shot dead. What time is it? It's Nation Time. Racist fascists in our White House, neo-Nazis in the streets. We got miles to go and promises to keep. Culture vultures in our beds, another bullet in our heads. What time is it? It's Nation Time.
Number
8, 8, 8, 8, 8.
We'll be right back.
bike. Listen, the soft purr of motorbikes, ready to strike up the nightlife. So don't tell me of your troubles, your emotional grief. Taking the sights, this is shore leave. Don't talk of too long, unscrew your frown. Enjoy the entertainments of nighttime town. Experience the red rooms, the green tables, the souvenirs make memories haunting or fabled. The gallant mist of red-blooded chivalry instilled in basic training. For my standing in line today, you secure a place among the saints. Go get them, son, now your life begins. To die for your country does not win a war. To kill for your country is what wins a war. Tell your name, don't ask for hers. In this land of oysters, you are the worth. The painless plainness of military life resumes tomorrow night. If not for you, it would have been cholera, malaria, or some eastern disease. Forget about it, son. Is all you need. We did it all, we've seen it all, and worse, much worse, son. The massacres of ages, too many to recall.
Black MIDI with 2022 new music. The song's called Welcome to Hell.
Number 7.
7.
7.
7. 7. number
six.
Ghost Power there, members of the bands Dimaxion and Stereolab, with their 2022 album Ghost Power and the song Asteroid Witch on the radio at WGXC.
Number
5. Lock all the windows and march up the stairs, and you're looking to me, but I'm so unprepared for it. Nothing's the same, and I swear that I'm haunted. It's not fair to you, and it's not what I wanted, but we cannot get better. Together, the same as we've always been.
That was the 2022 single Back to the Radio from Porridge Radio on the radio at WGXC.
Number
4444444.
Number three. Next on WGXC, we've got new music from the Brooklyn-based band Oneida. Their 2022 album is called Success, and the first track on it is called Beat Me to the Punch.
Thank you.
Oneida there with Beat Me to the Punch from their 2022 album Success.
Number
two.
One.
That was 2022 new music from Chris Forsythe from Philadelphia. The song was called Experimental and Professional from his album Evolution, Here We Come, with Forsythe on guitar, along with Tom Malik, Doug McComb from Tortoise on bass, and Ryan Jewell on drums. Here's 2022 new music from the Baltimore-based duo Matmos. The album is called Regards, Oklani della Bogoslaw Schaefer. And this song is Few Far Chaos Bugles from Matmos on WGXC.
Boom, 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 boom